You got eyes, you got a nose, you got ears, and you got a mouth. Did you know that demons can come in through those places? It's about to get deep, and we are about to talk about it. What's going on, guys? We are on episode 7 of That Supernatural Talk Podcast. It's exciting because 7 episodes in, we've talked about a lot of great things. But today, I know you guys are going to really like this one because we are going to talk about different ways demons enter into a person. And I think this is a great subject because it's a hot one in these days and times. And it's going to give you guys a lot of information and show you ways that you can also avoid these nasty critters getting on the inside. But before I continue, I got to introduce my co-host here. We have Glory Boy number one, Isaias Poche.
Yes, Jesus.
He is here.
Hey, Ben. What's up, family? Yeah. Nice to see you guys. Nice to be here, Apostle. Praise the Lord.
And we got Glory Boy number two, who always is tried and true. His name is Keegs Ice.
Amen. Shalom, family. Blessed Shalom. To be here.
Now you know. Amen. Now you know why I said tried and true.
Why is that?
Because you have been tried and you've stayed true.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen. So guys, this is a subject we're going to jump right in on. You guys have been in many deliverance sessions.
Yes.
Many.
Yes.
You can't be in this ministry and not run into deliverance situations. So Isaias and Keegan, these are great people to have here to talk on this subject. I'm sure they got stories just like I got many stories. They've had their own personal times when they've done deliverance, and they have done much of it with me all around the world. Literally, we have seen demons on continents.
Facts.
I won't say every continent, but a lot of them.
Almost.
Yeah, well, we've seen demons cast out. But, you know, demons have to find a way in. So that's kind of what I want to talk about today. And the reason I believe I can talk about this is because I've seen them come out and I've seen places that they've come out. Actually, I don't think there's not one place in a human's body that has a exit place that I have not seen demonic stuff come out. I've got to keep it to where it's not like
PG.
PG.
I would go PG. PG. Maybe PG-13. Yeah, it just depends. It depends.
PG-13 different these days, though.
Yeah.
For real. That's okay. True.
All right, we'll stay PG.
PG-12.
So let's start with this. We all know the eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The eyes is the window to the soul, is what they say, which is the mind, will, and emotions. Mm-hmm. And I think demons would love to find a way in there. So first of all, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Spirit, some people say you should not have demons. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. How can demons be in the same place with the Holy Spirit? Well, technically they're not, because your spirit man is in the Holy of Holies, of the center of your being, and you have been saved and sanctified and sealed for the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit. So
amen.
Ain't nothing taking that from you. But your body, your flesh, and your emotions, that's a whole different talking point. So we want to keep everything in order by lining up to God's word, by the leading of his Holy Spirit, and walking by faith. I'm sure if you want to, and if you play around in the realm of darkness long enough, but yet say you are a born-again Christian, and you go back to vomit, right? The Bible says a dog returns to the vomit. Mm-hmm. You're going to go and pick up some fleas along the way. And we statistically have seen this to be true. Very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're a Christian and you're watching corn, or you're watching, you know, bad stuff, you're watching horror movies all the time, you're, you know, watching a lot of people, a lot of stuff with death and all that stuff.
Gore and stuff.
Gore, yeah, you're going to eventually open the door to something entering in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people wonder why they watch things and then they just get tormented in their mind with the images and all this stuff that's just replaying and all that. Well, it's because you let stuff in and then you meditate on it. So people will meditate on what they've seen. And this builds a landing pad for demons to come and just boom, right? Mm-hmm. So you meditate on it, and eventually demons go, oh, this is a completely open door. Let me just fly on in here, and let me go ahead and take, I don't want to say possession, but a fall. Let me go and build upon this lie mm-hmm. that I own a part of this person's soul, right? Mm-hmm. So the demon goes in, and then it builds a stronghold upon other lies that you probably take in because you're already in a condemned state. Remember, there's no guilt, shame, and condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So we shouldn't live by that. We shouldn't live by guilt, shame, and condemnation. We live by that truth that I just mentioned. But if you open your eye gates to wickedness, then there's a good chance you're going to probably end up demonized to some extent. You know, right. Have you guys ever ran into any cases or even in your own life where you know that you were looking at stuff and it just started to plague your mind and you needed to actually get some freedom?
I got 100%. I think what you just said is probably one of the most undermined things in the body of Christ, like period. Like, I think we don't take into consideration how David's like, I've made a covenant with my eyes. There's a verse in the Bible where David makes a covenant. He says he made a covenant with his eyes. Oh, it's Job. Job made a covenant with his eyes. And Job, goodness gracious, he made a covenant with his eyes and he chose not to look at anything defiled. And from my own personal life, I realized that that's probably one of the biggest things that young men, especially like my age, battle and why they're so demonized is because they've allowed stuff to defile their eyes. They've allowed themselves to look at things. From my own testimony, Apostle used to crack on me. Should I talk about the 7 hours, 6 hours? Should I talk about that?
I think they already figured it out. That was just a one span.
No,
did you have when now look when you did that right? Uh-huh. Did you? Because I've never done it as like that long as no Christian, you know. Mm-hmm. So like after you did that, mm-hmm. did you get plagued with the images that you saw?
Either you choose, I think it's because I try not to like suppress things. It's like people can forget stuff and just like choose to forget stuff. But like, it was almost like I was trying to be normal, but at the same time, I knew in my mind, in my heart, like there was stuff in my mind that I couldn't forget. And like, I could try to forget, but it was like, I'm remembering, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I feel like people try to put stuff behind them, try to put like, we talk about like throw stuff under the rug, but it was almost like I couldn't do that. It was almost like I'm there, like I'm still there. Even if I'm not there, like I could still see it, I could still hear it. And it was just like then, and that's when you got to get freedom and also pray the Lord to heal your heart, to heal your mind, and to heal your eyes, clean your eyes.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, it also steals intimacy. Like it messes with your not only your physical vision but your spiritual vision. You guys who are very strong seers, meaning that you see in the spirit a lot. That thing plays on your imagination and it tries to come to the forefront of your mind, especially in intimate times. That's why you got to get free. You know, you got to be set free and then you need to discipline yourself to want to stay away from that. Now, I know in the day of social media, you can be scrolling and you can come across anything. The goal is not to get caught in the scroll. That's what I say. Don't get caught in the scroll. Yeah. Keep scrolling past it. Don't get guilt, shame, condemnation because you've seen something or something like that. You know, just because we see something doesn't mean we're going to get demonized by it. Right. It's if we stay in that reality and we mm-hmm. continue to feed that monster, you will eventually become demonized mm-hmm. because you're making it like an idol mm-hmm. almost. You're idolizing mm-hmm. it.
But even prior to like full on demonization, and like you've taught me this, but it's like our heart wants to be free. Like a Christian, like the Holy Spirit, at least in us, wants to be free. So like whenever we fall into condemnation or fall into sin, it's like, let's say we don't even get demonized. It's just like the fact that we're living under this thing. I messed up. Like I'm now under the law again. Yeah. It's like when we're back to the Old Testament because I'm supposed to be free. Yeah. And obviously we make mistakes, but like, it's like the enemy would try to play that on your mind. Like, hey, you're not free. Hey, you're bound. And
you messed up. God's mad at you. You're not right. good enough. You get caught into that lie, and then that's where the stronghold gets built. And then somebody has to come that is in deliverance, that is a deliverer,
right.
and break down that lie, break down that stronghold, remove that demonic thing, and bring you back to the truth. Because, you know, when the children of Israel were in Egypt, they were in captivity, they needed Moses to come and deliver them from captivity, but they didn't stop being Israelites just because they're in captivity. Right. Just like people don't stop being Christians just because they're being held captive by the enemy.
Right.
You know, we have to come and set them free. God raises up deliverers to come and do that.
Yeah, they were still Israelites in Babylon.
Yeah. Now, some Christians will watch this and they won't agree. They'll be like, no, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you got one spirit in you, there's no way another spirit can live in you. So we got to agree to disagree on some things, guys. This has nothing to do with the finished work of the cross. That is the true reality, is the finished work of the cross. Getting people to understand that and grasp that fully, it takes deliverance. It takes bringing freedom, and then instilling the truth that keeps them free on the inside of them, so that they will not come demonized. To let them know you're not guilty, you're not ashamed, you're not condemned. You know, mm-hmm. Keegan, do you have any stories where you kind of got into sight battle and you know things entered into your eyeballs?
Oh yeah, I mean,
I saw you get delivered.
We all did.
You did see me get delivered.
Good thing. Good thing.
I would say for me, I would say that I always had a very strong imagination growing up, and I was always seeing things and hearing things, but it was perverted. And so, I mean, I grew up obviously like without a father, so there was constant condemnation and rejection coming in from my family and on myself too, because I'm not feeling worthy. But then also growing up, I mean, I remember being 5-6 years old watching horror movies. You know, I was just like always watching horror movies, scary movies, things like that.
You were watching Freddy Krueger?
Oh, everything.
Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers.
I was watching. It. Yep. Watching everything. I mean, Chucky. I loved it. Yeah. Chucky was a little weird for me.
Yeah. Chucky was looking scary.
You know, people used to, my parents would laugh at me because I was so scared of Chucky, man.
Bro, Chucky was scary. Dang. Chucky was scary.
Yeah, but that's what they'd laugh at. They'd see me watch Chucky and I'd be like, ah, and they would laugh. I don't know why parents laugh at kids when they're scared. Like, that messed me up for a minute, man.
I was actually terrified of that Pee-wee guy. Pee-wee. You know what I'm talking about?
Pee-wee Herman?
Yeah, Pee-wee Herman. And like,
that's that not movie, even a horror movie.
No, but there's a movie where, like, I think it's Pee-wee's Biggest Adventure, and he's goes to this place and there's like clowns. And I remember I was terrified of that, and I was scared of clowns for like the longest time.
Not Pee-wee, man.
Yeah, Pee-wee Herman, man. That dude was I just did not feel right about that guy. But anyways, I think he's passed on, so I pray that he's in heaven. But
Pee-wee didn't scare me.
Well, I don't know. There's just something.
Sounds like a personal issue.
Maybe
we got to set you free from the Pee-wee demon.
The Pee-wee demon.
Out.
Hey.
Out.
But yeah, I would say though, to go back to the question, for me, the biggest thing, and Isaiah mentioned this too, is condemnation. Condemnation is a sin. So when you are in constant condemnation, you're in double-mindedness, you're in rebelling against the Lord because you're putting yourself under the law of the Old Testament. And you'd mentioned this to me earlier. You said, you know, we walk from the cross, not to the cross. Mm-hmm. And so it was like I continually felt like I would mess up over and over and over again. And it's because I was just putting so much pressure on myself to try and be perfect. And I was, you know, doing a works-based theology. And I remember I was like every time I'd be like, God, like I plead the blood of Jesus over me. I come back to you, Jesus. I want to sit at your feet here at the cross. And Jesus, like I got fat rebuked. He was like, no. He was like, I'm off the cross now. He's like, the finished work was on the cross. He's like, stop condemning yourself. And then when, you know, when I came under this ministry, I came under, you know, grace, and it's been life changing. So, yeah.
Amen. So we have found out that the eyes are an entryway, you know, and I of course have my own stories too of, you know, when, you know, falling into condemnation and looking at things and allowing demons to come in and being set free and stuff like that. So we all got the stories of that stuff. So keep your eye gates clean, guys. What you see is what you become. So make sure that you're not seeing a lot of defiled things so you don't become like a defiled thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, there is the ears and what you listen to. Mm. Big thing is music. I notice when people, I've seen it with my own eyes, I've kind of tested it in a way where if people are listening to secular music, I remember there's a season of my life. I was kind of like in a backslidden state. I would say I was listening to these old country songs, not country songs, but this newer country stuff. and it was very prideful and very stuff. And I noticed I started to take on the spirit of that song. Mm-hmm. I started to actually become prideful, and it was speaking to my my hurts and my emotions and things like that.
Crazy.
So like I noticed what you, there is a strong, strong truth to what you listen to is also what you will become.
Yes.
People who listen to like the really hardcore gangster stuff that's not that good, the, you know, the hip hop stuff and all that, that has nothing mm-hmm. good in it. You know, next thing you know, they're walking around trying to be that way, trying to achieve it, and they can't achieve it because mm-hmm. they have not had the opportunity and given with these people who make the music. And half of these people don't even write their own songs. They just rap the song that was wrote for them, and right. they just yeah. get the money.
Right.
Exactly.
They don't even care what they're saying. They're just knowing they're getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so what you listen to is what's going to form your reality also. You know, demons come in through the ear gates big time. It's like if you have parents growing up and they're constantly condemning you, you're going to become condemned.
Yeah.
If you say you're ugly, you're unworthy, you're no good, you're never going to be anything. If you hear that from even parents, I mean, it affects people. So the ears are very, very important to make sure that we keep guarded. Now, here's the truth. You're going to go through life and people are going to say things. You're going to hear music and all that. Are you making the choice with that though? Like, are you putting it in your ears and stuff like that? But like, if you're out and about or whatever and you hear a song, I mean, that's one thing. You can't get away from that. But there's grace for that. But if you entertain it and you want to listen to it and you want to take it in, then you got to deal with the consequences of that. And I know, Isaias, you're big into music. Mm-hmm. So music formed a lot of your life. Can you attest to what I'm talking about?
Man of God, you're hitting it on the head again. Like what you, even what you see, what you hear is what you become. So if you know how people say speaking over your life, et cetera. But I remember I would listen. He's passed away now. This rapper's passed away now. His name's Lil Keed. I used to listen to this guy all the time, like all the time. And it was heavily on like sexualizing women and like drugs and money and like that don't really care mentality and just like do your own thing. And like, I would roll around the streets of Orlando living like that. Like exactly how the music was, I would embody that. And the truth is, these people, like you said, don't even write their own music. And on top of that, they're being paid to be these personas. And like, and I don't want, not to go too much off topic, but NBA YoungBoy, he's like under house arrest. He's been under house arrest for a while now. He's like 22, 23 years old. He went crazy viral, right? Has a crazy following of young men and young women. And he's even coming to terms of like, they use me to manipulate these young kids. He's a young guy. He's like, they've used me. And he's like, he's came online before. He still makes his music though. So like, I don't understand that part, but he still makes the music. But he came online one time and he's like, I apologize for the destruction that my music has done to the minds of people. Because people have killed people. People have killed people over his music just because of the spirit behind it and the embodiment. So music is extremely powerful. And that's why I'm looking forward to more tracks from my Apostle Daniel, because the Holy Spirit's on them tracks, my God.
Yeah. Come on. I'm learning from the best. Oh, so,
Jesus.
What about you, Keith? You got any ear stories?
Yeah.
Do you know, well, let me say this. Would you for a fact say, Isaias, that you know that you got demonized to a certain extent because of what you listen to?
100%. That's not even a question, man. God, that's not even a question.
And you've kind of always been on your Christian slide. You know what I mean? Because your mom's always been a believer and a prayer warrior. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it ain't like you were neglecting Christ.
Right. Oh man of God. So like, you guys asked me before the podcast. You were like, were you a gangster? That's what y'all asked me that. Y'all asked me that. Was I a gangster? And I was like, nah. I just grew around the wrong people, and they rubbed off on me. Right, man of God. I was not that type of dude. Like by the time I was like in college and in high school, I was a whole different person. And it was because of the music and like what I thought was how it should be done, you know, just from what I was listening to. I got homies right now that they're in jail. Some are dead, but some are in jail that embodied the complete like entirety of an artist. Like, and if you listen to the music like now, you'd probably be like, this is trying to kill people. But it's like upbeat, like beat going crazy, rap going crazy, but like if you really listen to what he's saying, he's talking about killing people, robbing people, making money, doing drugs, doing stuff to women. Like, but it's like, but it makes it sound like it's something crazy. You know what I'm saying? And like there was extremes. Like growing up, there was extremes. Like there's like, you know, I was talking to Ethan about it while we were working out. Like, there's this type of rap that's kind of like lyricist and boom, boom, boom. And then this type of rap where it's like a good sound. But then there was a section and we call it like I'm not even like slime music, like where you, like you would, this, it would be a playlist. Like people had a playlist for, to do like bad stuff to. You know what I'm saying? That's how crazy it was. And it was like, cause the music was embodying that, the whole spirit. It was crazy.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. It's deep stuff. Keegan.
Yeah. I would say I was sitting here thinking about it and
you had a big affinity, I would say, to Kidz Bop.
Kidz Bop. wait. Yeah, Kidz Bop. Kidz Bop wait. Really did me in. Like,
for real? Bro, be for real, bro. For real?
No. I grew up.
I would have respected that.
Wasn't that your generation? Or that was my generation?
That was ours too.
I think
it was ours too.
I never listened to Kidz Bop. I think it was on our generation.
Okay.
No, it was mine too because I remember. Yeah. Hanson was huge. I'm gonna sing it, but you know.
Yeah.
Keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
I grew up like listening to Eminem, like with my mom in the car. You know what I'm saying? Like if she were like, we're bumping.
No wonder you live that 8 mile lifestyle. Yeah.
Oh wait. That what? Like who living 8 mile lifestyle? I'm like Keegan.
He used to look up to Rabbit.
Shabba. Oh my god. Shabba.
All right, keep going. All right, guys, we're getting a little off track. I just got a pick because he said something. All right, go ahead.
Keep going, man. I got.
No, I want to hear you. You would listen in the car to.
Oh, I mean, I just grew up listening to that stuff. So, I would say I was sitting here just thinking about it and. There's times in my life where I remember like hearing something and I remember that versus even seeing something. For example, when my grandpa passed away, I was there in the home. And I heard my grandma start screaming cause you know, he wasn't waking up. And like, I just remember things and like things that people spoke over me. I just remember it so well. I remember the voice, the tone, like it's just, so I don't know. I would say I'm very, I guess you could say sensitive in that way.
For sure.
And what I hear. And so, yeah, I was definitely demonized by what I heard, by deep. What people spoke over me, word curses that people spoke over me, was really big. I would embody that. Like if somebody called me a name or called me a word, I would actually believe that that's what I was. And that's a big part of my testimony that I won't go into. And
now you rebuke everybody. Like his rebuke missile is on par, especially Isaiah. He rebukes him hard.
All the time.
It's like,
he knows it. It's just one thing, that the Lord has been working in me is just learning, you know, that sometimes the Lord will use men of God to bring correction, to refine you. And that's, trust me, that's been a really, really good thing. But there's also times where, you know, it could just be a joke or it could just be, you know, messing around and I have to literally be like, no, like I rebuke that. Like I, you know, let that word fall down to the ground. So that's something I've been working on, but yeah, I remember like I was struggling with corn, right? Mm-hmm. For a long time. And it's like, I stopped watching things, but then like I was still listening to secular music and I would still fall into sexual morality from music, from country music, because country music is super I know this sounds crazy, but
y'all don't sleep on country music, man.
But country music is so, you know, it's about being with that girl, being with that woman, being intimate with her.
You know what's
so
funny
intimate.
Though? Let me say this. You know, when you listen to country music, it makes you just want to jump in the truck and ride down the road and get you a dog and just let the wind blow through your hair. And then they sing songs about the girl and you want to go get the girl and just go down to the river and have a good time. That's what it's weird.
But I would fantasize about that though from listening to and he's a very, very, very popular country artist. He's actually one of my favorites. And I would listen to that and I would literally fantasize like the truck and the dog and the, like everything you're saying, I'm like, that's what I want.
You're talking about Jason Aldean, Kane Brown.
Now, I was big with Morgan Wallen.
Oh, Morgan Wallen. I thought it was Waylon.
No.
Oh, Morgan Wallen. Okay.
Riding around the street.
Yeah, I really like.
You know that song?
Nope. That's a song.
But there is a song. Nah,
who knows? This country. They had us. My grandmother's like almost 90. That she's still alive and she would sing this song, man. There's a tear in my beer because I'm crying over you, dear. Like,
oh my, that's a bar.
But there's that's an old song.
That's a whole bar.
I forget who sings that.
That's crazy. That's a whole bar.
My dad used to listen to a guy named John Prine, which was, I'm telling you, man, country music can do some things to you.
I love Morgan Wallen, Blake Shelton, John Party. I loved all those guys. I really love country music. Like, I was in a season of just like country music all day, every day. Mm. It's crazy.
Mm. Same thing is, you're from Indiana. That's not country, bro.
Where are you from, man? God, where are you from?
I'm from the real deal. Woods. And Isaiah, you can attest to that.
Hey, man, that's why.
Keegan can attest to that.
That's why I'm laughing because you're like reminiscing. I can see you. Like,
I'm literally.
Yo. I'm from the farm.
I'm from where the songs are made from. I'm that dirt.
You're
road.
That small town boy.
Exactly.
That small town boy.
Like me. All right, I'm done.
Wait. You don't want to get demonetized.
No. We won't.
No.
But yeah. I am. That's where I'm from, man.
And that's why I'm laughing. I'm like, yo, this is real. Like, this is a country boy talking about country. You know?
Yeah. I have all the legal right to do it.
Amen.
But yeah, country music, man. Rap music, country, all of it. Hard rock. I mean, you know, AC/DC wanted to send you on the highway to hell, you know? So like, oh. I mean, people would say, I'm on a, and I'm like, stop saying that.
Nope. Mm.
You know, at least sing Stairway to Heaven.
Mm. Come on.
Don't sing Highway to Hell, man. People were singing that back in like the 80s, 70s, I think. 80s? 80s.
80s, yeah.
Yeah, the 80s. In the 80s. It's crazy, man. But see, it's just those little things where the devil sneaks in and he grabs you, he snags you. And you're like prophesying over your life.
Mm.
And there's people behind the scenes that are feeding these lyrics and stuff because they know the power of mm-hmm. the tongue. They know the
I mean,
power.
Look at these artists right now. Look at these songs and the concerts that they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing crazy stuff at these concerts.
Yeah, they're doing the craft right there, right there on stage.
Literally.
Oh, you haven't seen that viral reel of the dude? It's like when you're at like a worldly concert and they start like, he's like, yeah, he has a shirt off. He's like, yeah, yeah. And they're like, so yeah, get ready because we're about to go into the shadow realm. And he's like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, we're about to worship the devil. He's like, whoa. He's like, we're about to all go to, it's like, it's crazy. That's how it is nowadays. That's how
you don't know what you're going to get. You go to a Taylor, Taylor Swift concert. Yeah. Next thing you know, they're doing Wiccan stuff. Jesus, they're doing a bunch of craziness. Yeah. That's what, look, this is the world we live in. That's why people need to be doing deliverance, you know?
But things can enter in even through that as well. I know somebody who went to, I think it was either a Taylor Swift or Beyonce concert, and they had to go and get deliverance.
I don't doubt it, man.
And somebody warned them. They're like, "Do not go." They're like, "They're doing crazy stuff."
And the reason they probably got it is because they went with the entertainment mindset. Like, I'm going to go in here, and I don't have no gospel agenda whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going in here to enjoy this thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably there had to be a level of idolatry.
Right.
There was an open door for the demon to enter.
There had to be an entry point.
Because I used to be super religious, especially when I first came into TSNL. I was very religious in the sense of like, oh, like once I got deliverance, like I wanted to like do everything I could to stay free. I like threw everything away in my apartment, all this stuff, right? And I was scared to drink coffee, Starbucks coffee. I was scared to drink that because I was like, can a demon come in through this way? But you were the one that taught me that though about like, there has to be an open door. There has to be an idolatry in order for it to come in.
Ooh.
But a lot of people, though, don't realize that. And they're actually scared to do things or go places.
Yeah.
Because some people need to go to those concerts. They need to be the light, to spread the gospel there.
There's nothing wrong with going in the dark as long as you're not going there to be entertained. Meaning you're not going there for idolatrous purposes. Or you just have an opening in your life where the enemy can attack you.
Can we talk about something very, very controversial real quick? So, you know how people are like, oh, you'll get demonized drinking Starbucks. or like, or although, oh, they don't support certain companies, right? But like Apple, one of the biggest, and we have a lot of Apple. My phone's an iPhone. I have a MacBook. Apple has factories in China and like in these third world countries that they have like nets around because people like, the, you know.
Yeah.
And they jump off
themselves.
Yeah. Because of the work conditions.
Yeah.
So like these phones, like these devices are made by like people just scraping by.
Yeah.
You know, just living by. Stuff like that. So like what are your thoughts on that when people say, oh, I don't support this company because they have a marine god on them. You know, and I'm not saying like fully endorse them, like, hey, I'm going to do all this stuff for this company because they're so amazing. But
put your faith and trust in Christ and live for him. And you don't have to worry about all that.
Amen.
And don't indulge in idolatry and idolizing things. You know, that's why some people can go through somewhere they don't get a demon. Other people's go through, they get a demon.
Mm.
You know, it depends on the disposition of your faith and where you are and what you believe. Like you got to walk through the dark places. You know, every day there's something around that if we really want it to, and we entertained, something bad could come in.
Mm.
You know, that's the problem with legalism too, is it condemns people so much and it opens up doors in people's lives. So they get so scared of everything, and fear is an entry place for the devil. Fear gives a foothold, you know, so we got to be fearless and live by faith, period. Just live by faith. If you do end up in a concert somewhere, bring the gospel in there and you will nullify every demonic power that would try to attack you because you come with the agenda of the gospel. If you're a Christian, you're going to live like a Christian. That means you're going to go, and if you end up in a Taylor Swift or Beyonce place or whatever it may be, you're going to go in there and you're going to bring the gospel and you're going to change the atmosphere. The atmosphere isn't going to affect you because you're coming in with a gospel mentality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we remember when Todd White, he would go into the Korn concerts, or you have Brian Hyde Welch, he's playing for Korn, but he would have evangelism things at the end to bring people to Jesus Christ. I mean, they're not over there getting demonized. I mean, some of you might have a different opinion, but that's your opinion. But, you know, they're in the midst of the darkness, but they're being a light and they're not being entertained by it, you know. So it's all about the disposition of your heart and why you're there. Like, are you bringing the gospel? Or are you actually participating in the darkness? Are you yoking yourself with it? So that's a whole nother conversation. But just to keep it moving, guys, we talked about eyes, ears. I want to talk about the mouth really quick. Very simple. If you drink alcohol a lot, and I mean you overconsume, and that's your addiction. Smoking, drinking, marijuana, any of that stuff, right? Drugs, period. If you ingest any of that, that's another opening for demons to come in. You know, your nose, the same thing. If you're doing drugs with the nose, or if you're smelling something to get high or whatever it may be, there's another opening. And I'm sure these guys, I think Isaiah could even speak to that. He's probably sniffed a few things in his life. You know, or something like that.
I sniffed some crazy candles.
Yeah.
No, I'm just. I haven't done drugs.
Hey, I wouldn't put it past. I was really thinking it was serious.
I thought.
I was like, man, what did you get? Did you get the vanilla one, or did you get the lemon demon? Which one? Did you get?
No, I never. Yeah. By the grace of God, I never went down that path because I knew if I did, I would have been bad. But I do have a crazy testimony of the nose, though. This guy, I was getting deliverance, and he used to snort, you know, some bad stuff.
The wizard.
And he was, as he's getting deliverance, like this black, like it was almost like tar substance was coming. It was like running out of his nose.
Wow.
It was crazy. I was sitting there and I was just like, what is this? Come out of his nose. And then I was like, blow your nose. And like, he's like forcefully blowing his nose like crazy. And I'm like, come out. It was crazy. So seeing demons come out of people's nose.
They start to snot and all that stuff, you know, because they're getting delivered. I've noticed people that deal with high rejection, actually, a lot of snot comes out of their nose. A lot of tears, the eyes, they'll come through the eyes because of the eyes and stuff like that. It's just deliverance is wild. And I've noticed immoral demons from immorality, they will come through the organs. They will come through
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The man and woman parts, they'll come out of the rectum. I mean, I prayed a long time ago. I prayed for somebody who had went to Guatemala and was, you know, this prophecy thing or whatever. And I kind of ran into her and she would get delivered from that stuff, right? that was done to her in Guatemala. It actually, the demon spoke in Spanish when it when it was coming out of her, but it came out in air from the back way, and it was like embarrassing her. You know what I mean? I had a so them unclean spirits that people are getting power from, they they're unclean for a reason. I had a woman who was had something bad happen to her when she was younger. And, you know, I've had several times actually where they will urinate. You know, it'll come out that way.
Wow.
So I've seen that happen. I've seen, I honestly think I've seen every type of airway expel demons, like, like from people. I don't think there's been one case. I've heard people, they'll be like, oh, my ears are ringing so loud, and boof, they get free because the demons are coming out of their ears. Or,
wow.
You know, they'll get real stuffy at one moment and then it's all gone. Or, you know, they scream out because demons are coming out of their mouth. Or, you know, they start sweating because even demonic bondage, even on Zoom calls, you guys will see it. Some people just start profusely sweating when I'm praying for them, because the impurities of the demonic stuff is coming out of their pores.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. I remember, like you said, when I got out, I did take a lot of, you know, the drugs, you know what I'm saying? And I remember when my mom prayed for me when I finally had given my life to Christ, it's like I threw up like these like black eggs. Like, you know how Dr. Seuss has like green eggs and ham and like the yolk is like green and stuff? The yolk was like black. And I was like throwing them up in this plate because I had threw up in the sink. Like, it was the closest place I could go to. I'm like, who throws up in a sink? You know what I'm saying? But like, it was the closest place to me at the time. And it was like uncontrollable. And I started throwing up these like black eggs.
That's Keegs laughing at him about, guys, by the way.
No, laugh,
I'm
Keys,
not, I'm not
laugh
laughing. It's just that you brought up green eggs and ham.
Because that's the best way. I'm a visual guy. So, like, if you look green eggs and ham, you have the green eggs. The yolk is green, too.
All right. I don't know if they want the details. Yeah. Like, now everybody got the details. Now, everybody, we got the picture. We got the image. Everything's good.
Freedom.
Not the type of freedom you think, though. These people up here, they got green eggs and hams because of yours.
Facts.
Free.
You know, it's crazy that demons can enter in through those places and they can come out from those places. Just to qualify again, I don't believe a Christian should have a demon. Just to let you guys know, so I don't completely disagree. But the truth is that we've been around and we've seen enough to know that they do. Okay, it's just and I've in the beginning. I wasn't looking for Christians to deliver. It just started happening. Mm-hmm. When I was filled with the Holy Spirit, it just started happening. Yep. You know? So I just keep doing what I'm doing. The Bible tells me to heal the sick, cast out demons, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. I do what it says to do.
Amen.
So we talked about it, but like, you can stay free by being obedient to the Holy Spirit. If you know you ain't supposed to watch something, don't watch it. If you know you ain't supposed to listen to something, don't listen to it. If you know you're not supposed to drink stuff, don't drink it. If you know you're not supposed to go sniff something, don't sniff it. And if you know you're not supposed to be out there sleeping around, don't be sleeping around. Just simple obedience. So don't be surprised if you go into a place of darkness and you entertain things. It's not a surprise that, you know, you're going to probably get a demon. And stand on the truth no matter what, but don't be crazy. And here's another thing. If you do go do those things, tell on yourself fast. Like, confess your sins to one another so you may be healed. Like, confess to somebody. Find somebody that you have trust in. Hey, I had a moment and a weakness and I fell into this and I fell into that. And you won't have to worry about demonization. But if you just sit there and you dwell and you keep it a secret, of course, the enemy's got, you know, he has a cause for attacking your life. Remember, a curse without a cause has no landing place. It can't land if you don't give it a place to land. So, walk by faith, not by sight. Live a faithful life. Live by faith, knowing that the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you, and you will fulfill the call and destiny upon your life. But you have to walk by faith. And that will allow the law, that will let you know the law is written upon your heart. It is not written on tablets of stone. It's written upon your heart. So you don't have to worry about going and reading and trying to follow everything. Just be obedient and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, because the Holy Spirit leads his people into all truth. It says the sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit, and the Spirit will lead them into all truth, Romans 8. So if you're a son and daughter of God, Don't worry about getting demonized. Don't be looking for a demon around every corner. That's another problem, is when people preach about this stuff or talk about this stuff or teach, they start to get scared that they're going to get a demon all the time. Oh, I better be careful. I got a new demon, you know, and that's to the fault of some deliverance ministries. They just put everybody under fear, and now everything that they do, they can't do nothing because they think they're going to get a new demon. Guys, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Be free. You're a pilgrim going through this world. Go wherever you got to go and bring the kingdom of God everywhere that you go, and you will be guaranteed that demons will not have no play dates with you, you know. But if you remain silent and you just go out there and live double-minded and live a double life, then yeah, you're going backwards and you go into captivity, and then somebody has to come and set you free. So it is what it is. You guys got any thoughts on anything else?
For people who, because I used to do this all the time, I used to like smoke the vapes and stuff,
yeah,
and like the nicotine and also like the green stuff. And to people that think it's harmless, and to people that think it's okay, that, you know, this is my vice or this is my thorn or this is my thing or whatever. If you can't let it go, if you can't just drop it and walk away, there's 9 times out of 10, there's a demon or there's a stronghold, tremendous stronghold in your life. And a start would be to recognize it. Don't have this like blasé feeling about it. One, because it's killing you. And two, you know that this isn't what your body was designed to do, you know? And your body tells you, you know, but since, you know, it has you, and either you want to admit it or not, like it's what's holding you back. So for those people, I would say recognize, acknowledge it, and like Apostle said, seek help. That's what I would say.
Yeah. And you guys always know that you can go to our website, supernaturallife.org, and you can get all the help you need. You know, we got people all over the world that can cast out demons, and they are Amen. With us personally. So there's really no excuse to why you cannot get set free.
Amen.
You know?
Keegan.
Yeah. Don't live in fear, right? 2 Timothy 1:7, for we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And it is so, so important to walk in that power, to walk in that sound mind. Do not allow double-mindedness to come in, because as soon as you do, that's when you can open up the door. And so I've been there, being under condemnation, you know, just feeling like you're not good enough. It's so, so important to have grace and allow God's grace to lift you up, to pick you up, because you're not perfect. And so I just encourage you guys, if you've been going through this revolving door of deliverance over and over again, and it seems like you're getting a new demon every week, take power over it. And you take power over it by allowing God to pick you up, by allowing his grace to set you free. And so I just encourage you guys to do that and live by grace, walk by faith. That's the best thing you can do.
Amen. So here's what I want to do, guys. I'm going to lead you guys in a prayer that any demon that is hiding in any area of open, where you have an open hole, it will come out now. All right. So just repeat this with me. If you're listening on the podcast, if you're on the channel, whatever it may be, say, Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of any sin, known and unknown, and say, I command any demonic spirit that has lodged itself in my flesh or in my soul. You have been exposed by the light of Jesus Christ and by the word of the Lord. Say, I command you by the authority and power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You come up and out of every opening in my body now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I command right now, every demonic force afflicting these people, you have heard what these people have said. I command you to leave their body now. Come up and out of their body. Leave them once and for all. Come out of their eyes, come out of their ears, come out of their mouth, come out of their nose, come out of their sexual organs, any place that there has been openings out of their pores, I command you to leave them places now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be free in Jesus' name. Guys, if you watch this and you have been blessed Make sure you go in the comments, testify of your freedom in Jesus' name. Remember, he is the deliverer. He is the healer. He is the one who gets the job done. So go in the comments section. Let us know what you think. Tell us some of your stories. Also, let us know about some deliverance stories that you guys have. Let us know about freedom you've experienced, things of that nature. And make sure you share this with somebody else so that they can also get some wisdom and basic knowledge on, you know, that there are many ways and many openings that the demons can come in and also come out of. Also, subscribe if it's your first time watching. Hit the notification bell. Like the video, push in the algorithm, and share, so people can get set free in Jesus' name. All right, guys, this has been episode 7 of That Supernatural Talk podcast. We will see you soon for episode 8 in Jesus' name.
Guys, thank you so much for watching episode 7 of That Supernatural Talk. I wanted just to come on here really quick and say thank you for supporting us and just letting you guys know that as we are being led by our Apostle Daniel Adams in the supernatural life, this global movement that's going across the world, we are funded through everything online. So everything you're seeing through social media, through our YouTube channels, it is an online movement. And so I wanted just to extend an opportunity for you guys to sow into everything that God is doing here with That Supernatural Talk podcast and The Supernatural Life. In the description, there are links there that show how you can support the podcast by becoming a monthly member. You can also join our channel as a member, and you can get exclusive behind the scenes content that we do every single week. You guys can see what it's like behind the scenes here at our studio. It's an awesome time. And you guys can also go to our website on Buzzsprout to support there. Again, thank you guys so much for supporting That Supernatural Talk podcast and for watching episode 7. God bless you guys, and we can't wait to see you soon.